This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Pretty cool example, looking through the lens sometimes that people don't get to see of what happens behind the scenes in hockey. And the Sabres photography team joined equipment manager Dave, longtime equipment manager Dave Williams, and his team overnight on the road to provide a little inside look and what life is like in his role. And it's basically a photo essay called Steel, Sticks, and Cups of Coffee, and you can find it at sabres.com/equipment and check it out today. It's super cool. And
George Babcock has a few pictures in there. So for those that want to know, who is this guy we talk about a lot? George Babcock is in there.
Is it pictures of George or is George providing pictures? Because these are
pictures
two
of George.
Entirely different things.
Pictures of George. There's a picture where in the late hours, he's got the equipment and he's bringing it in. So yeah, everybody, all the training staff, it's a lot of work. It's hard work. They stayed there late. They're first on the scene in the morning, laundry, everything. But the pictures are awesome and it tells a really great stories of what happens behind the scene.
So one thing that we did not talk about after my own personal essay on the Washington Capitals last segment was Ovechkin not scoring.
I know.
And he needs, like, talk about burying the lead. Anyway, he still needs 8 to set the record in the final 14 games. Will he do it?
Oh, I want to say yes. And you know what would be so poetic is that I believe the Washington Capitals played the Pittsburgh Penguins in the last game of the season. So wouldn't it be incredible if it happened in the last game? It's a Thursday, April 17th. It is in Pittsburgh, so it wouldn't be in front of the home fans, but the Sid Ovi rivalry. And then Ovi would score last game of the year, pass Wayne Gretzky. The Washington Capitals are on the ice, and he shares a hug with Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin. Like, that would be awesome.
No chance.
You don't think
Crosby
would be?
How many times this year have I said, don't bet against Sidney Crosby? He would never, ever, ever let that happen.
I'm not betting against him, but he would definitely go over. And maybe do a jersey swap right there. Sid, I want your jersey. Let's
Here's
swap
their
right
schedule.
Now.
The Capitals play the Flyers, the Panthers, the Jets, the Wild. Then
Sabres.
Host the Buffalo Sabres. Mm-hmm. Then it's Boston, Carolina, Chicago, the Islanders, Carolina, Columbus, Columbus again, then the Islanders and Penguins.
So, well, you did mention their win last night, 4-1 against the Detroit Red Wings.
Yeah.
Feel like Detroit is done. I mean, I get it. Detroit's only 3 points back of Montreal,
yeah, exactly.
But it feels like they're done.
They're not done.
Peter Mrazek played again last night. Like, what? I'm just so
Well, he
confused.
Won't play the next one. I can just about guarantee you that.
Yeah, and so now you're putting, you know, Cam Talbot back in, and you're going to go to Talbot and maybe Lyon a couple of times. It's like, what happened there, right? There's a
lot. You what happened there. They lost 6 in a row. Now they've lost 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
And
so they tried something new. They acquired Mrazek, and he played well a couple of games. Yeah. But I feel like Detroit's done. So you're basically are looking at, are the Islanders making a push? They had another comeback win last night.
Okay.
They're down 2-0 to Pittsburgh, and they're making a push.
For the radio crowd, as you bid adieu to the Red Wings this season.
Yeah.
The Islanders, Jackets, and Wings all have the same point total. So calm down.
They all have 70 points, but the Red Wings have played one more game than the Blue Jackets and Islanders. Mm. And so their win percentage and point percentage is lower.
And they've all played less than the Rangers.
Yeah, that is, oh my gosh. We talked about the Rangers, 13 shots last night against the Calgary Flames. And Dan Vladar is in that. Like, it wasn't even Dustin Wolf. It's like, they have their backup. Let's go.
It was back-to-back, and Wolf had a tough one in Toronto. So.
And now they have New Jersey and the New York Islanders. The Calgary Flames have Thursday and Saturday. But anyway, the Rangers, look, the Eastern Conference is going to be like, when is the wheel stop, right? It's going to be a changing position. Montreal, New York, Islanders, whatever. They're going to change. Some teams are going to, and then it's going to stop. And then it will be like, oh, 82 games have been played. Who is in the spot? Because it's going to interchange the whole rest of the season. The last month is going to be crazy for that. But I feel like Detroit, you don't meet the bar. The bar that the Canadians have set, even the Islanders coming back in 2 games against Florida and last night against Pittsburgh. Columbus, I just want Columbus to push. And I hope they get back on the winning ways here. Mm-hmm. So the Detroit Red Wings, you don't meet my expectations right now.
Again, the Wings have 2 wins in the last 10. The Rangers have 2 wins in the last 8. They are 2-4-2. The Islanders have gone 6-3-1 in the last 10, including the 2 comeback wins you spoke of when down by multiple goals in period number 3. Montreal is 8-1-2 in their last 11 games. Sam Montembeau is 7-0-1 in his last 8 games.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And they stopped one of the hottest teams in the NHL last night. That would be Wild Card 1, the Ottawa Senators, who lost for the first time since Dylan Cousins joined the team.
Yeah, so Montreal have been great. And Montembeau has been good, but Didi let in a terrible goal to Travis Hamonic that made it 3-2. And he even like was put his hand on his head like, oh my God, I can't believe I give up that goal. Like there was no screen. It went underneath his pad. Mike Johnson on the TSN Montreal broadcast goes, did it hit his pad and come back into the net? Because it looked like maybe it was going wide. I just think it went under. It was a terrible goal to give up. Just to see Lane Hudson a few minutes later decide, you know what? I'll go down the wing and score. But here's with Ottawa. Ottawa's been fun. Ottawa's been scoring. Ottawa's been producing. But in that 6-game winning streak, they won 3 of those games by giving up 3 goals. Like they had to score 4, 5, and 6 a few of those games to be able to get the winning streak. Yeah. And now they gave up technically 4 goals yesterday, 2 empty netters. But can they get the job done defensively? I know Ullmark was winning, but he was winning with a save percentage being, you know, 850, 870, 860 in some of the games. Like he had the one big game against Detroit where he made 48 saves on 49 shots. But other than that, it's been very average. I'm worried about Ottawa in the sense that they've built a cushion right now, so they should be fine. But they got to play better defensively because it's been a little leaky, as just put it, the last few games.
Well, Buffalo's got them two more times, so we'll see how those games play out. The Sabres are into their road trip. They're into Utah. They'll practice this afternoon. They have the hockey club tomorrow in what is game two of the four-game trip. The weekend will play out with two afternoon games for the Sabres as they take on Saturday, the Minnesota Wild, who again are in action tonight, certainly not locked down yet in their wild card, but Minnesota takes on Seattle tonight. They will host Buffalo on Saturday afternoon, and then the Jets host Buffalo on Sunday afternoon. Yeah. Those are 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock games respectively. So again, really interesting, but we're talking about Ottawa and obviously, you know, what lays ahead. Again, I think you said what's most important. They have the cushion, and I can't imagine it's going to slip on them, but you never know based on how this Eastern race has gone all season long. And we're seeing the Red Wings and Rangers kind of live, and Bruins, obviously, living in that window of mediocrity right now.
Yeah, you never know. I mean, I guess we've had moments this year where teams were winning and it was like, oh, everybody is getting in the battle. And now we have, you call it a window of mediocrity. Like, we have some teams that are losing, but you talk about Detroit, they're 3 points back. It's not like they've lost a ton of, like,
nor has Columbus.
Exactly. So is Columbus. Yeah. You look at the Columbus Blue Jackets, you look at their scores and you're like, oh, Columbus lost again. Oh, Columbus lost again. Well, you know what? Before the end of the weekend, they could be in the wild card spot. Mm-hmm. That's just as simple as that. And that's why it irks me to a certain extent to know that the Sabres were 4 points back of Ottawa, maybe like late November. And I'm like, okay. And then they had the 13 games, losing streak and all that. But you were right there, right? It irks me to know that at one point we thought, this season is almost over, but it's never over because you can always battle back. Nashville proved it last year. Mm-hmm. They went 16-0-1 or whatever. Like, yeah, you can always come back, and it's kind of like, they should be there. They should be within 4 or 5 points, and they're not.
Great use of the word irks. I am wondering who you are most bullish on in the Eastern wildcard race.
Bullish.
Remember, that was one of our go-to.
Yeah, who was I bullish on? I knew now why. Like, we'd say,
are you bullish on Montreal that they're going to hold that spot?
Duffer. I'm going to say yes. And because you know why? Because this is what I want the playoffs first round matchup to be. Okay, so I would love, look, Montreal would be in. I would love the Rangers to get in so they can play Washington the first round. I think that'd be great. And I want Toronto, Ottawa. But look, if it's Washington, Montreal, we go back to, again, that series with Halak and, you know, they're great matchups.
Yeah, they are great matchups. And the sun is shining today, and there's a really good reason for that, even amidst sadness. I will tell you all about it next as we continue Sabres Live.